This is Monitor 68, here on Election Day Plus 4, to try to help reunify the country. Here's something that shouldn't cause any controversy. Music by Hugo Montenegro and the orchestra, The Fox. Monitor 68. My name's Henry Morgan. Earlier this week, we heard from an old friend, and it was nice to learn that he hasn't changed a bit.
Say, Joe, tell me something. How long you been in the business?
Oh, about 15 years, Jimmy.
You've been 15 years?
That's right.
You know, I did a lot of work for Monitor.
And NBC.
Yeah, on NBC. This is the first time I've ever worked with you.
That gentle voice, in case you're visiting from another planet, belongs to Jimmy Durante. We'll hear from him further after a bit of Monitor music.
American boys can't hear you. Take good care of your heart. From Kentucky to New York City, California to Idaho. Let me tell you, girls, plain or pretty, there's something that you gotta love. Like a movie star. Let me tell you, girls, plain or pretty, remember wherever you are.
Take good care of your heart. Ooh, once those American boys can hear you, take good care of your heart.
Now we've got the winners and how Lincoln Mercury leads the way. We've got an all-new Montego this year. Nothing comes near. Stand up and cheer a winner.
Lincoln Mercury leads the way for 1969 with the beautiful new Mercury Montego, the winning intermediate from the makers of the Lincoln Continental. Montego.
Lincoln Mercury leads the way!
Montego, with the look that makes an automobile truly beautiful. See all the winning new Mercury Montegos at your Lincoln Mercury dealers.
Montego is here, drive all winter this year. Lincoln Mercury leads the way!
Jimmy Durante, the old man river of showbiz, is now in his 70s and still rolling along. His career has brought him in contact with world figures in politics and the arts, and he talked about some of them with Monitor's Joe Hyder.
Jimmy Durante, you've seen candidates and you've seen presidents come and go over the years. Who is it that has impressed you the most?
Well, Joe, let me tell you something. I've entertained the last five presidents, from President Roosevelt to President Johnson. And believe me, I really think every one of them were great. President Roosevelt, you know, was really, really great. And President Truman, I just love him.
You get a twinkle in your eye when you mention his name.
Yes, I'll tell you why. Because his daughter, Margaret Truman, while he was president, was on my television show in the 50s. And I got a personal letter from the president telling me thanks from the bottom of his heart for being so kind to his little girl.
Jimmy, how do the presidents treat you when you're at the White House?
Oh, like human beings. Believe me, they're human. And there's a saying, the bigger they are, the more humility they got.
Jimmy Durante, you played before Queen Elizabeth at the Command Performance.
That was at the Palladium. And I think it was before the show, we were presented to the Queen. And I was all flustered, believe me.
Does it still make you nervous to meet important people like this?
Yes. Yes. I'll tell you what, I was all flustered only about a couple of weeks ago. I introduced Vice President Humphreys at a senior citizens rally, and I called him Herbert.
He didn't object, did he?
No. He got a big kick out of
it. Tell us about your introduction to the Queen. What did you say to her?
Well, I just said, I'm pleased to meet you. And I said, you're much prettier in person than you are in a picture.
And what was her reaction?
Well, she smiled and blushed and passed on to the next person.
Listen, there's a fellow by the name of Maurice Chevalier who teamed up with a young man by the name of Jimmy Durante on a new record, which seems to be getting an awfully good reception these days.
Oh, yes, it's from the new show called The World. Now, I made the record in this country. I sang my lines, and then we sent it to him, and he sang the lines that were blank. And then he sent it back here, and we put it together. And I think this is going to lead to a special.
You know, it's been a pleasure talking to you today, and I just want to know one thing. Your feelings about living in such a country as America?
Well, I'll tell you, and everybody knows, and there's millions, and everybody that lives in this country, if they want to admit it, there's not a better country in the world. Where could a humble guy like me, for instance, brought up in a tenement district, get to be invited to the White House? Couldn't happen in another country.
Thank you, Jimmy, for sharing the same microphone with us.
Thank you for asking me on this program.
Joe Hyder with Jimmy Durante for Monitor.
I can't help thinking they wouldn't ask Jimmy to the White House in any other country. They ain't got any. We'll be hearing the result of Jimmy Durante's collaboration with Maurice Chevalier shortly, here on the Monitor Beacon.
There's an exciting evening in the town waiting for you at the fabulous New York Hilton. Start with a relaxing beverage on the International Promenade. Stop in at the Roman Pub, the smart, sophisticated cafe where the beautiful people will play. The Roman Pub has Murals of Rome by René Boucher, Candlelight, Music for Dancing and Romancing by the Joan St. James Trio from 9:30 p.m. on. And there are many togged waitresses to keep your glass filled or bring you the famous pub club steak or other gourmet delights. Theater bound? The Roman Pub will get you there before the curtain goes up. Prefer the atmosphere of old New Orleans? There's the old Bourbon Steakhouse where you can have a delicious roast beef dinner for only $6.75 or a prime steak or other gourmet delights. Then have a good night beverage in the exotic Kismet Lounge. Plan to have an exciting evening in town real soon at the New York Hilton, 53rd Street and Avenue of the Americas. How about tonight? For reservations, call 212-JU6-7000. That's area code 212-JU6-7000.
WNBC, Radio 66, New York.
Monitor 6-8. We heard Jimmy Durante talking about teaming up with Marie Chevalier on the title song of that upcoming musical, Dear World. Let's hear how it sounds in the experienced hands of a couple of gents whose combined age is somewhere around a century and a half.
Please take your medicine, dear world. Please keep your pressure down, dear world. Promise to try on each word your doctor speaks. He'll bring the roses back to your cheeks. For you've been a pallid and blind world. Stick out your tongue and say, ah, world. We'll give you plasma and tonic like a spoon. You'll be a dear world. Take your medicine, dear world. Keep your pressure down, dear world. And get well soon. Dismissed and stand on your crutches with pride of world. You gotta shave your own high world. We bring you lives until you're back with you. So be a dear world. Keep the beat down, dear world. Keep the pressure down, dear world. And get well soon.
System announcement, long-distance interstate rates are lower all day Saturday in Augusta.
He's so excited about it. He's been in that telephone booth all day.
Okay, Carl, come on up. 1, 2.
3 hours ago on a New York stage, a famous canary said this about Saturday's low long-distance rates.
Cheap, cheap.
In Nashville, songs are being written.
Long distance, the next best thing to be in there.
And back in Augusta.
It's Carl. He's come out of the phone booth.
Run to him, Frieda.
Next on Monitor, the college poll. A continuing study of American college opinion, conducted by the Greenwich College Research Center. Earlier today on Monitor, the poll revealed that the number one demand among college men is for better teachers. Among the other key demands of the students is the need for more and better courses. 23% of all male students place this as the number two need for university betterment. Students complain about being forced to take courses they feel are useless in their overall education. And many feel that the traditional degree classifications are outdated. In a changing world, they want a change in courses. Next in order of importance, students place a need for better communication. Nearly 2 out of 10 feel that better dialogue between the administration and the students would go a long way towards solving campus dissatisfaction. A sophomore at Stanford states that teachers aren't accessible. His attitude reflects a growing concern about the impersonal atmosphere of the classroom and the campus. And many college administrators are taking steps to revise curricula and reevaluate their faculty staffs. This week, Villanova University instituted a speak out in which students could voice their opinions to the college administration. These steps will help ease tensions, the survey shows, but there's one obvious conclusion. With nearly 60% of all college students helping to pay for their own tuition, they want to make sure they get their money's worth. That's what student demands are all about. Tomorrow on Monitor, we look at the demands of the co-eds, what the American college girl would like to have changed on U.S. campuses. Their most recent offering, The Odd Couple. Next, Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola, brought to you by State Farm Fire and Casualty, the world's largest homeowners insurance company. In 1 minute, an evaluation of the talents of one of the best pass catchers in professional football.
Hi, I'm Phil Foster. The other day, I invited my brother-in-law, Kevin, over to see my new pop-art painting by Picasso. He said, Phil, that's nothing but a great big red and white State Farm bumper sticker. What's it supposed to mean? I'll tell you, Kevin, I says, that big sticker means that my house and everything in it is protected by State Farm Fire and Casualty in case of fire, storm, burglars. It can even protect me in the event of a liability lawsuit. And it also means that I save money because State Farm, the world's biggest home insurer, is famous for low rates. Kevin took a real close look at the painting. Well, he said, I must admit that it does reveal a perfect relationship of color value, composition unity, and polychromatic technique. It could only have been done by Picasso. Right, Kevin, I said. Ralph Picasso, my State Farm agent.
For your home, your car, your life, and your health. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Now here's Joe Garagiola.
In sports, no matter how nice the words on the trophies might be, the really important evaluation of a player is the one that comes from the opposition. Very few modern athletes have gotten the rave reviews from opponents that have come to the great pass catcher of the San Diego Chargers, Lance Allworth. Let's take New York Jets cornerback Johnny Sample and see his estimation of Allworth. Sample has been playing professional football for a long time, and one of his most valuable possessions is a loose-leaf book. Sample says, I rate every flanker I ever faced in both pro leagues. I use five categories to rate a man. Speed, how well he runs a pattern, blocking, how well he goes after the ball once it's in the air, and his ability not to be intimidated. My ratings run from 5 points, which is the best, to zero for each category. I've got about 200 men listed in my book, and only two of them get the top rating of 25 points. One is Tommy McDonald, the other is Lance Allworth. When he was coaching the Denver Broncos, Max Speedy, who had been a great end himself, was asked about Allworth. Speedy said, the good Lord usually takes something away from an individual to keep him from being perfect, but he must have overlooked that when he came to Allworth. Even Allworth's own coach, Sid Gilman, can't stay off the bandwagon. Sid was once asked what Allworth meant to the Chargers, and he said, no more than a mother means to a child. In 1962, Lance Allworth joined the Chargers. In those days, he was a thin young man with a crew cut who seemed to be out of place among the giant football players that were his teammates. He looked almost like a baby, but he ran like a deer. And from that combination, fullback Charlie Flowers came up with a nickname that has stuck to him to this day. The difference between his appearance and his ability was summed up in his first full year, when he had a 232-yard day against Kansas City. One assistant coach just shook his head and said, "Little Red Riding Hood just ate the wolf." At 28, Allworth looks like a movie star and has received offers to try his hand at acting. He's also made some fine financial moves to ensure his future. And this security causes him to say, "Now I feel I can go for broke." That must be great news for the cornerbacks who have tried to stop Lance Allworth. They thought he was already having fun. This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports. And now this from A to Z Rental Service.
What's your job, need, or pleasure? Your local A to Z Rental Center is your one-stop community rental center for equipment to fix or paint your home, invalid needs, camping, and more, all at reasonable rates. See the yellow pages under Rental Service for your A to Z Rental Center. Borrow whatever your heart desires from A to Z. A to Z Rental Center. We invite you to make Monitor 68 a part of your weekend, no matter where you may be in the USA. In Manchester, New Hampshire, our friends hear us on station WGIR. My name is, I got it down here. Oh, Henry Morgan.
The voice of John Charles Thomas as host Donald Voorhees welcomes you to Encores from the Telephone Hour tomorrow night on most of these NBC stations.
For Monitor 68, this is H. Morgan with a raised eyebrow for an incident that took place during last Tuesday's election activity. You know, at one point in the evening, a computer tabulating the South Dakota senatorial race reported that, up to that point, 177% of the vote had been cast. Must be frustrating for the South Dakota electorate. They get accused of voting more than once. How do they punch a machine in the nose?
Walking along my merry way, singing a song, I will be gay, oh happy day. I'm just walking along, whoa, 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 I love to wander by the street that dances in the sun. So joyously, the throng's in the main, come join my
Walking Along and The Happy Wanderer by the U.S. Double Quartet, actually a merger of the Tokens and the Kirby Stone Four. In 1 minute, Sport of Speed with Chris Economaki, brought to you by the Wynn Oil Company.
Cold. Stone cold. Slow, difficult starting can kill your car's battery. Cold. Stone cold. A rigid argument for Wynn's friction proofing. Wins friction proofing added to your oil smooths and seals metal surfaces. Wins friction proofing makes starting easier, protects frigid metal parts before cold, gummy engine oil even gets moving. No need to warm up the engine before you take off. Friction proofing makes moving parts move easier. Friction proofing gets cold cars going faster, and it keeps them going. Wins friction proofing. The hot cup of coffee for your car on a cold, wintry morning.
Chris Economaki here. Two major titles are still up for grabs on the nation's major auto racing circuits. United States Auto Club National Big Car Championship. This one will go right down to the wire, the Rex Mays 300 at Riverside, California on December 1st. The other bijou, the Canadian-American Challenge Cup, will be settled within the next 24 hours. The sixth and final event of the $500,000 series comes off tomorrow at Stardust International Raceway in Las Vegas, and one of three men, statesider Mark Donahue or New Zealanders Bruce McLaren and Denny Holm, will be the winner and collect the $40,000 first place share of the $120,000 point fund. The Automobile Competitions Committee for the United States, the group which controls international racing in this country, took its boldest stand since its formation 8 years ago at a meeting yesterday. It denied Sebring race organizer Alec Ullman's request to change the sanction of his Florida 12-hour Grand Prix of Endurance next March from the Sports Car Club of America to the U.S. Auto Club. A bitter fight over who would select officials prompted Ullman's request. We asked Tom Binford, president of both the ACCUS Committee and the U.S. Auto Club, who was denied the sanction, why.
Well, basically, Chris, it was taken because of the request coming after the initial request, which was made through the SECA by Mr. Ullman for the Sebring race some 9 months ago. The board felt that it should not change in the midstream, so to speak. So 1969 will remain as it was originally requested and assigned on the calendar. That is, it will be sanctioned by SECA. This means that if they wish to change sanctioning organizations in future years, they certainly are free to request such a change.
Thank you, Tom. In other late news, the $25.5 million Ontario Motor Speedway, now under construction in Southern California, has a new president. He's David McTavish, who moves from horses to horsepower as he vacates the secretary-treasurer's post at Santa Anita Raceway to take over the reins of the elaborately planned new motor speedway. The 1969 point season for the NASCAR stock cars gets underway tomorrow with a 250-mile race at the Middle Georgia Raceway in Macon. David Pearson is expected to make the first defense of his newly won crown in a Ford, while Richard Petty will be there to make it interesting for Plymouth devotees. This is Chris Economaki for Monitor. And now, this word about Wins friction proofing.
Gold. Stone cold. Slow, difficult starting can kill your car's battery. Wins friction proofing added to your oil smooths and seals metal surfaces, makes starting easier, protects frigid metal parts. No need to warm up the engine before you take off. Wins friction proofing. A hot cup of coffee for your car on a cold, wintry morning.
Feel more music here. The popular British import Engelbert Humperdinck sings about the bicyclette de belles sizes.
Engelbert Humperdinck happens to be a very close friend of that other great British tenor, Carl Amadeus Maria von Mozart. Probably didn't expect to run into that fact, did you? Here on the Monitor Beacon.
In a last desperate effort to prevent World War III, one man is called upon to succeed where all the world's leaders have failed. That man was once a prisoner in a Russian labor camp. He is now the Pope. Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer presents The Shoes of the Fisherman, based on the best-selling novel by Morris L. West, starring Sir Laurence Olivier, Sir John Gielgud, Oscar Werner, David Janssen, Vittorio De Sica, Barbara Jeppard, Leo McKern, and Anthony Quinn as the first Russian Pope. When the future of mankind hangs in the balance, what risks do you take? The answer rests with one man. A man who walks in the shoes of the bishop.
Simon and Garfunkel.
Mrs. Robinson.
Dionne Warwick.
Promises, promises, I'm a through with. Promises, promises, now.
The Fifth Dimension.
Let us go down by the grapevine.
Drink my and WNBC's All Dimension Big Wilson, Jim Gerhart, Charlie Brown, and yours truly, Jack Hayes, with the unmeasurable, pleasurable, groovy sounds you dig all day on WNBC Radio 66, New York.
WNBC. Radio 66, New York.
Now, a Monitor News special. Today, a strong earthquake shock was felt across a broad area of the United States Midwest and South, centering east of St. Louis. Carl von Haeck, acting chief of the National Earthquake Information Center in Rockville, Maryland, talked by telephone with William Litauer of NBC News.
Mr. von Haeck, just how powerful was this earthquake?
This earthquake registered 5.5 on the Richter magnitude scale, which places it in the moderately strong category.
How do you determine whether an earthquake is damaging or is not damaging or is likely to be damaging?
Well, the instrumental magnitude would indicate generally in the range of 5 or above would indicate a possibility of damage, but it depends on the population of the area and whether there are buildings to damage or not. An earthquake in the Southwest Pacific of the same size would probably go unnoticed.
In 1811, which is a good long time ago, there was a very serious earthquake in that general area. It even shifted the course of the Mississippi River. Now, how does this tremor compare with that one?
The earthquake in 1811 actually was a series of three earthquakes carrying over into 1812. The magnitude was estimated at greater than 8 on the Richter scale, but in those days there was no seismographic instruments to confirm this information, but based on the land effects, in all probability was larger than 8.
Are earthquakes likely to occur again soon in this area? Isn't this an old geological area?
Right. This is an old area, and over the years they have had a number of strong and moderately strong tremors, but nothing comparable to the 1811 series since that time.
Are we likely to see more earthquakes in this midwestern southern area again soon?
Probably over the next few years, I would think so, and there possibly might be some minor aftershocks within today or within the next few days or weeks associated with this earthquake, but there's no definite pattern that can be really established.
Is there any way to determine whether the aftershocks or the earthquakes which may follow soon will be more damaging or more serious or less serious than this one?
In all probability, they'll be diminishing size based on comparison with a number of other earthquake patterns, but there is the possibility that a stronger earthquake could occur, but again, there is no definite information on this.
For we laymen, can you give us just a brief explanation of what causes an earthquake?
Primarily, it's the sudden shift testing of subterranean rock, maybe 10, 15 miles below the surface of the Earth. And this is caused generally by just a sudden release of built-up strain in the form of a large amount of energy. What always causes the strain is one of the puzzling features to the scientists right now. But it's just a sudden shifting of rock below the surface that releases a great amount of energy.
Thank you very much, Mr. Bonhaeg.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Griffin.
All right, appreciate it. Bye-bye.
That was NBC's William Littauer talking with Carl von Haeck of the Earthquake Information Center. For continuing coverage of breaking news stories, stay with Monitor.
Hi, this is Marilyn May with a song for all you winners. Hey, look at us now. We've got the winners and how Lincoln Mercury leads the way. We've got a great new car, the Miss Marquis. It's pure luxury. Drive one and be a winner.
Lincoln Mercury leads the way with the all-new Marquis for 1969. Marquis, the most dramatically styled automobile since the Continental Mark III.
Marquis is so lush, handsome, roomy, and plush in a continental way. Its stunning design really says 69. It's the hottest new line of today. Marquis makes it clear we've got a winner this year. Lincoln Mercury.
Little music by Glenn Yarbrough now, a new one called That's the Way It's Gonna Be.
The good times are gone. Though you say this rain will keep raining on, I'll walk along with my head held high. I got a song and I'll sing it to the sky. I may be wrong, but I'll live until I die. That's the way it's gonna be. Wait and see. Though you say the devil knocks at my door, though you say my ship cannot reach the shore, I got a will and a thousand ways. I got a dream of a thousand better days. I got a smile that just stays and stays. That's the way it's gonna be. Wait and see. Even though you say the tides are all running low, though you say there's nowhere else we can go, detour is waiting for me round the fence. I won't stay down on the count of ten. Said it before and I'll say it again. That's the way it's gonna be. Wait and see. Thank you.
You'd call an elephant?
Sure.
Is there anything in particular you'd say to
him? I could say, well, hello, Mr. Elephant. I know it's ridiculous talking to you, but I get a cheap rate.
Long distance, to be
there. On Saturday.
On Saturday.
The cheapest distance.
The cheapest distance.
Between two points.
Between two points.
The long distance line.
The long distance line.
The bell system.
The bell system.
Maxted, piano, orchestra, Rembrandt Square. You're tuned to Nationwide Monitor 68, where news on the hour is coming up shortly. My name is Morgan.
The more we hear, the more we learn, to keep well informed is of major concern. So listen for things that are happening on NBC.
In the beginning, there were no Wetson's hamburger restaurants, and the world was sad. And then, the first Wetson's hamburger restaurant was created, and the world was happy. People came from all over to taste the fabulous Wetson's hamburger. Now, Wetson's is opening another brand new hamburger restaurant.
And they would like you to be there for the grand opening day celebration. Enjoy the fun, bring the family, have a party. There'll be free hamburgers for everyone. That's right, free hamburgers for everyone all day long at the brand new Wetson's.
Eat for free. Free hamburgers all day today at the grand opening day celebration of Wetson's Hamburger Restaurant in Fairfield, Connecticut at 2315 Black Rock Turnpike next to Black Rock Shopping Center. Crandall something? Call him. Weeknights, 9 to midnight on WNBC Radio 66, New York.